This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Picture this. You wake up on a subway train in Coney Island, but you don't remember getting on. You look out the window and you have no idea where you are. In fact, you don't remember where you live or even your own name. The only clue to your identity is a slip of paper with a woman's name and telephone number. That's the beginning of Rupert Murray's new documentary, Unknown White Male. It's the story of Doug Bruce, a young man suffering from a rare form of amnesia.
He couldn't actually remember anything about his past, 35 years of his life entirely wiped out, where he became extremely frightened, as you could imagine.
Doug Bruce is a good-looking British expat. He's wealthy and lives in a trendy loft in Manhattan. Added up, these film-friendly details have led to a handful of published reports questioning the truthfulness of this movie. But Rupert Murray is adamant that it's true, stranger than fiction. He picks up the story with Doug getting off that subway train.
He wandered around Coney Island, his head hurt. I mean, Coney Island is a strange place at the best of times. People were speaking Russian. He didn't know which country he was in. He saw the signs were in English, but couldn't understand the language. He wandered around a bit, bewildered, and took himself to the local police station.
Well, finally, he does get through to somebody who knows who he is, and it's through this number on the piece of paper. It turns out to be the daughter of the woman on the piece of paper, and we have a clip from the movie, and let's hear that.
She said, Doug, and I said, I don't know, and she goes, yeah, you're Doug. I'm coming to get you in half an hour. And, you know, for me, that was just, I can't really describe the feeling of, the relief, the sense of, the belonging. I don't know.
And from then on, he starts to try to put his life together and figure out who he is. And so who was he?
He finds out that he's a 35-year-old at the time. Englishman. Well, I mean, I think he would call himself, he's half French, half English, I think. Half French, half Scottish, actually. Living in New York, single. He's a photography student. That's what he discovers. But the person I'm describing was the person prior to the amnesia. Doug found it very difficult to connect with that person.
Now, as he's trying to find out who he is and piece together his life, he's also trying to find out what happened to him and what caused this memory loss. And he comes away dissatisfied. The experts are confounded.
That's right. He spent about a month wondering what had happened to him. A month, about 2.5 years ago. But very quickly, because no one could come up with any answers, either as to what happened the night that he actually lost his memory, but also the actual cause of the amnesia itself is also none of the neurologists, endocrinologists, psychiatrists or any of the doctors that he went to see, GPs, could directly link some of the organic symptoms that he had at the time to his amnesia. So he became frustrated with the doctors and just said, well, that's it, it doesn't matter. I have it. I have memory loss. They can't tell me why. That's fine. I'm just going to get on and live my life, and I'm just going to look forward, and I'm going to enjoy a whole load of new things, and that's it. And that's what he did.
We talked to a lot of scientific experts in brain research, and you also interviewed several in your film. And while they all said this is very unusual, most people who suffer this form of amnesia don't fit the profile of Doug, and in some instances they are faking it, but they don't say that it can't happen. Did any of that raise questions for you about whether Doug is telling the truth?
No, not in the slightest. When you get cases this rare, they're all different. And I read the literature, and there's no one case I found that's identical, and I think there's just an enormous amount of variability in every single case.
Now, just to put it in context, you are one of his closest, oldest friends. So you knew him well before.
Well, I mean, I'm one of many, but, I've known him for 20 years. When you go and meet him for the first time, as I did, he in a sense has the power in the relationship because he's sizing you up for the first time. And so you're on your best behavior, really. He, in fact, didn't ask me anything about the past of what we used to do together. You'd imagine if you've got your memory and you imagine losing it, you think you'd want to know everything about your past, but in fact, sometimes you don't.
And was it just because it would be too emotionally intense for him to get his memory back? Is that why he didn't want it?
I think he was slightly afraid of maybe a stronger personality, a personality with a stronger sense of identity, suddenly coming into his life, coming into his head. But as time has gone on and he's built a new character, which is actually quite similar to the person he was before, when it does, when his memory does come back, it will be traumatic because there are lots of things in his past that a few things like his mother dying, which are obviously sensitive and will be troubling for him to remember. But he'll also remember lots of really amazing stuff as well.
There is a bizarre moment where he meets his family. He was actually filming their reunion when he goes to Spain to see his father, and we do have a clip of tape from that.
Do you think, having seen me for 3 days, that my core is the person that I was before, or you believe that I am a blank piece of paper that from which I can become the person who I will be through my actions?
But does it worry you?
No, not at all. I'm just asking you for your opinion.
You are a stranger, as you are to me, because you have no relationship to all the things which we knew together, good and bad, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really begin to imagine what it would be like to go and meet your son at an airport, a son who's forgotten every moment you've ever spent together, all of the things that you've taught him and all of the fantastic experiences you had. I mean, the mind boggles, really. But very quickly, they assumed the similar positions in terms of relationship that they'd had before. And I think Doug says that it was a natural thing, it was a chemical thing that happened. And the new Doug is, you know, a fantastic person. So it's a new relationship. Everyone has to start afresh.
And he really experiences some wonderful things. And there's a great scene in the movie where he describes seeing the ocean for the first time. And it's as if he were a baby, and what babies experience but can't articulate when they experience things for the first time. And let's hear that.
I put my feet in like that, and just the sense of it, just the energy rushing onto my legs. I could feel it. I don't know how to describe it. It was just an extraordinary energy that was just going around, because the waves were just breaking, and so it was surf really that was just breaking all around my knees, and it just felt absolutely amazing. And I mean, the texture of it, and then I dived in. I didn't know if I could swim, and you know, the moment I realized that I could instinctively, and it was fantastic.
And it's amazing how he goes into the texture, you know, he just describes the texture and the energy and all these things that we just take for granted. We don't even consider that aspect of it. You know, we think it was cold. So, you know, he was really questioning a lot of things about the world and working out exactly what he liked, what he didn't like, starting his photography again. And so I think it gave him amazing insight into things that we just take for granted, we just don't see.
Well, it also doesn't hurt that he made a lot of money in the stock market before, and he's wealthy and has a nice apartment and is young and good-looking and has a lot of friends.
Yeah, I think that helps, doesn't it?
You know, I could imagine someone in a less fortunate position not having as rich an experience.
I think that if you have a wife, three children, and a 9-to-5 job, you have to deal with it from day one. He was very fortunate in that he could really just choose what parts of his previous life to continue with and what parts just to sort of, let go.
Unknown White Male is playing in selected theaters nationwide, and we've been speaking with its director, Rupert Murray. And Rupert Murray, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
There's a video clip from Unknown White Male at our website, npr.org, and there's more to come on Day to Day from NPR News.